This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We ought to be concerned about rising tension in the Arabian Gulf.
That's retired Navy Admiral James Stravitas after Iran calls the United States announcement of sending carriers and bombers to the Middle East psychological warfare. The Admiral says while these carrier deployment patterns are typical, the announcement itself does seem to speak to some sort of military escalation.
It's pretty common to have one in there. What is different is coupling this speed-up deployment with the rhetoric.
He spoke on MSNBC. Defense Chief Patrick Shanahan does say that he approved the deployments because of what he calls credible threats by the Iranian regime. A House panel getting ready to vote tomorrow on whether to hold Attorney General Bill Barr in contempt of Congress for not turning over the entire Robert Mueller Russia report. And this is USA Radio News.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
Hundreds of former federal prosecutors are letting it be known that they believe President Trump would have been charged with obstruction of justice if he were not commander-in-chief. The Washington Post reporting on a bipartisan statement from more than 370 former prosecutors. The statement rebuts Attorney General Bill Barr's statement that there was not sufficient evidence to establish that Trump committed a crime. A suspected cop killer in Mississippi arrested overnight. Biloxi Police Chief John Miller says he hopes this arrest helps the family of Officer Robert McKeithen heal.
There's no words that they're going to make this better for him. I hope in some small way making this arrest tonight will bring him some closure.
Darian Atkinson taken into custody in Wiggins, north of Biloxi, where Officer McKeithen was killed outside a police station on Sunday night. The 19-year-old now facing a capital murder charge. Voters in Denver decide today if magic mushrooms should be decriminalized, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Trade talks with China now on the fritz again, as U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer says China has backed away from commitments it previously made. He says Chinese negotiators started backing away last week. Lighthizer also saying that he plans to put out a notice that the Trump administration will indeed increase tariffs on some $200 billion of Chinese goods and will impose new tariffs on other Chinese imports effective this Friday. Two Reuters journalists who were jailed in Myanmar are freed. The pair was sentenced to 7 years in prison after being convicted of breaking Myanmar's Official Secrets Act for reporting on the killing of 10 Rohingya Muslim men and boys in the western part of the nation. They spent more than 500 days behind bars before their release. The release coming as the country's president has pardoned thousands of them, of other prisoners as well, over the course of the past few weeks. And HBO is poking fun for itself at it having a Starbucks cup managed to get into a Game of Thrones episode. It appears for about 2 seconds in the newest episode next to Emilia Clarke. HBO says in a press release that latte was a mistake and, quote, she'd ordered an herbal tea. Starbucks tweeted that it's surprised she didn't order a dragon drink. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. How you doing? I hope it's a great day for you. And if not, we're going to make it that way, right? It all starts with attitude, I'm told. Set your altitude. And we continue to scream high as we can, all things considered, in light of all the things that want to pull you down to your lowest common denominator. We're going to be talking inconvenient facts, the science that Al Gore doesn't want you to know. Gregory Wrightstone is with us. A little background. Gregory is a geologist with more than 35 years of experience, considers himself a climate contrarian, and author, as I mentioned, of The Inconvenient Truth. Gregory, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Good to be back on with you, Bill. Thank you.
Well, you know, and what is wrong? I mean, Game of Thrones, I mean, we got Starbucks cup right here on the set. It's got everybody upset. I mean, so much for climate change. I mean, you know, that we've got Starbucks cups in an old movie. Old new movie, anyway.
Yeah.
Not just for fun.
A lot of crazy things going on in the climate change world these days.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, I was reading the New York Times article, you know, about the report from the UN. I'm sure you have all sorts of comments on this, you know, and that is, you know, humans, here we are, transforming Earth's natural landscape, they write, so dramatically that as many as 1 million plant and animal species are now at risk of extinction, posing a dire threat to ecosystems that people all over the world depend on for their survival, a sweeping new United Nations assessment has concluded. You know, this is a 1,500-page report, you know, and you know, we go into it a bit skeptical only because the United Nations hasn't been the bastion of credibility, have they?
No, they haven't. I saw that. I took a look at it, and I started to wade into it. It's like, Bill, we've talked before, it's mm-hmm. like playing whack-a-mole with these crazy things they come up with every day. They sound really well-documented, but then when you tie it, you go into it, you find so many errors and mistakes. A lot of these things are just driven by reliance on climate models that overpredict warming.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at it and I just shook my head. And you know, like I say, whack-a-mole. We debunk them five more spring up.
Exactly.
In the head with the hammer.
Well, they conclude that the Earth has increased in heat and warmth by 1%, yep. And claiming that 2% is the critical point. But as you and I have discussed before, there's no indication that that has been the case. It's been less than 1% in terms of actual warming of the globe, right?
Yeah, and I saw that. I said, well, what's 1%? 1% of what?
Mm-hmm.
We've warmed 1 degree centigrade,
yes.
And that is true, but everything we've talked before, I'm a big proponent of of how warming and increased CO2 are benefiting the Earth and humanity. I think it's the big untold story of the 21st century is how the Earth is prospering and thriving, and humankind along with it is prospering and thriving.
Well, and as you mentioned before, when we look at history, you go back and you see where these changes, how they've benefited society, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, just right. History tells us warming is much, much better. And it is true. In a warming, you're going to see changes if we continue warming. It's been a pause now for about 20 years with very little or insignificant warming occurring. I personally believe it's going to start warming again. It could warm for another 100 or 150 years. But I see that we know, looking back through history, that that's been really good for the Earth and really good for humankind.
Well, when you say, excuse me? I'm sorry, Gregory. I don't mean to cut you off. But when you say that you anticipate that there will be warming, that we'll be back in a warming trend after this short pause, what indications are to tell you that there will be warming?
Well, as a geologist, I've read, and I'm sure you've read some of the same scientists that I respect that are looking at a prediction of us going into a 30-year cooling trend based on this, what they call the grand solar minimum that we're entering, based on solar. It's a very well-reasoned argument that they're using. I'm a geologist, and I tend to see what's happened in the past will probably be repeated again now and in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the past warming periods, the Minoan warm period, the Roman warm period, the medieval warm period, all of these lasted longer than the warming trend we're in right now, and they all ended up much higher temperatures. So I like to look and say, well, that happened in each one of these other warming trends, and it's likely to happen again.
How involved was man or causal to the warming process?
Zero. Nothing.
Okay.
Nada. Zilch.
Right. So now, so you're saying, as a geologist, in the natural course of this living, breathing planet that we're on, that it's going to ebb and flow. There's going to be natural course changes or you know, and I don't want to say evolutions, but there's going to be natural changes that come about, and this has been from time immemorial. And even back then, you couldn't pin it to humanoids' involvement, but now today, that seems to be the deal. It's humankind, it's mankind's fault.
Yeah, the only thing, and you've heard me say this before, but it's worth repeating, when it comes to temperature, the only thing constant about temperature is that it's never constant. Man, it's going up and down and up and down, no matter what time frame you look at. And this has been going on since the dawn of time. Severe and significant increases and decreases in temperatures. We're in this interglacial warming period, thank God that we're in this. We're in a warming period that we've been warming for over 300 years, thank God. These are beneficial events that have occurred throughout history, and there's a great correlation between the rise and fall of civilization and the rise and fall of temperatures. And we've talked about that before. This
right
as temperatures warms, great civilizations rose up, empires rose up, and it's the cold periods that we really need to be worried about. That's if we're looking at climate change and preparing for devastation, that's really should be the focus. It's going to cool down at some point.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be really bad.
Right.
It's going to be horrific when we go into the next cooling period. Now, the next cooling period won't be as horrific as the most recent one, which was it was called the Little Ice Age, that went from about 1250 to about 1800.
Mm-hmm.
Half the population of Iceland perished, a third of the population of the Earth perished, because we had famine, pestilence, and mass depopulation. That's what occurs during cold periods. When we will eventually, it might be next year, it might be 50 years, it might be 150 years, but sooner or later, the Earth will return to a cooling trend. It won't be as horrific as the Little Ice Age because we're back then in that time frame, if you could imagine these medieval villages, each village really was on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And you could withstand crop failure for a year, maybe 2 years.
Right.
But if you had year after year of crop failures, you're looking at starvation and famine and mass depopulation.
Well, when we come back, Red, we've got to go to break. But when we come back, I want to talk about, you know, is there something preparatory?
The extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Everyone knows even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands if you qualify. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who will fight to protect you from the IRS, ensuring you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-748-5713. 800-748-5713. 800-748-5713.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, are you ready for your comeback, ladies and gentlemen? Ready or not, it's coming. But, you know, like all comebacks, You want to make sure you're there to take advantage of it. And this is why we're talking with Gregory Wrightstone today in regard to the climate change and the information that's out there. We want to make sure that we have a reasonable conversation where it's a back and forth and it's a dialogue and an exchange that, you know, that you walk away from and you say, you know, I'm better for the conversation. I'm better for the information. Greg, before we get into more detail of the New York Times report on the UN study, some 1,500-page report that they came out with, congratulations on the book sales of, you know, your book that has done quite well. I mean, last time we talked about, Inconvenient Facts, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know has been taken off, but it's like it's gotten another wind behind its back.
Yeah, it's incredible. Book sales are not supposed to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Book sales should start out, if you will, a hyperbolic decline. In other words, it's a very, you know, you sell a whole bunch at the beginning and then it declines and it kind of flattens out. We're a year after publication and we were just in the last 3 weeks. It was number one best-selling book on Amazon in five categories. It really exploded after it was revealed that Tim Cook and Apple had censored me and my smartphone app and had removed the app from the App Store.
And it hasn't returned, right?
It is not.
Mm-hmm.
No. So we're still censored by Apple.
Yeah. And as long as Al Gore is on the board, the chances are it ever coming back between zero and less than zero.
Yeah, my app developer, he's a tech geek. I'm the climate geek, but he's hopeful. He's added some bells and whistles that make it so that he says they can't say no. So we're going to reapply here in the next week or so. We've added some cool features that he says, I don't know. I don't think it's going to work. I think it's all political and they're not going to have us back.
Right, exactly. Wrong gospel, wrong church, and that's the way things have been going by way of social media and these, powerful outlets that are there. And this is like, it's becoming its own government and its own media source, right? It's very dangerous.
The app is available. If any of your listeners have an Android device, they can go to the Google Play Store and search for Inconvenient Facts. But they want to silence us. I just spoke. I testified before the Pennsylvania Senate committee last week. There were three of us. It was me, meteorologist Joe Bastardi, and climatologist David LeGates. And we testified before the Senate because 2 days before that, our governor in Pennsylvania had released the state's climate action plan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know it's about Pennsylvania, but there's your state, if it doesn't have something like this, it's going to soon.
Yes, right, exactly.
And so what I did, I took a look at what they were doing, and I took a look at what calculated how much warming would be averted if we did as the governor and the climate action plan wanted, was to reduce our CO2 emissions by 80%.
Oh, wow.
You know what that would mean? It would mean that we would avert 3/1000ths, it's hard to say that, 3/1000ths of a degree Fahrenheit by 2050. But it gets better. By 2100, it will be 6/1000ths of a degree Fahrenheit.
Mm-hmm.
So all punishing regulations, increased energy costs, increased regulations. They want to restrict private transportation. In other words, no more trips to Home Depot for you and your listeners.
Right.
You know, all of this for less than 1/100th of a degree Fahrenheit of temperature rise averted. I don't think anybody's going to be able to tell if we did it or don't did it.
Yeah, but can you take that number to the bank? This is still in the realm of theory, is it not?
Oh, it is. It is. But I was using, right, but what I did was use the very numbers that the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change used. I used their calculations of their models that overpredict warming.
Right.
I used those numbers to come up with that. I said, okay, you want to get rid of greenhouse gases. This is this is what your own scientists say the effect will be.
Right.
You know, so turn the tables on them.
Right. Now, when, you know, some of this stuff gets practical, Gregory, as you and I have discussed before, you know, Main Street America looks at this stuff and, you know, the Democrats are saying climate change, you know, they're trying to, scaremong, everyone and raise this level of fear about climate change. AOC talking about 80% of civilization is at threat. We get this new report from the UN talking about the extinction now of animals. I mean, before it was little children. Now it's the little animals that we're destroying here. I mean, all this fear-monging. And Main Street America kind of gets this and go, okay, well, what are they trying to tell me? Why do I feel like a mushroom kept in the dark and I get piles of manure on me? We're talking about this Gallup poll, which I think is an indicator, a rough indicator, that this is the wrong gospel, wrong church. It's really not resonating, is it?
No, it's not. A recent poll just last week that was released, they asked, what's the most important problem facing America? What's the nation's most important problem? And I had to get down. I was looking and looking and looking, and finally there was climate change. 3% of the polled individuals said it was America's most important problem. But yet we're being told, aren't we, that this is an existential threat not only to America but the world and humanity and the earth. People aren't buying it.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that, Bill, as I travel around the country, I mean, I just random people, if I'm in a restaurant or whatever, I just talk to just random people. It's incredible. People are thirsting for real facts, real data, real knowledge about the subject.
Exactly.
It's biased.
Right.
And these people are going, wow, yeah. I mean, I have yet to just run into a random person that's drunk the Kool-Aid and that, that can't be. I always tell people, unless you're a rabid eco-Nazi, I can give me 5 minutes and my app. I pull out my phone, pull up the app, and I said, did you know this? Did you know forest fires are declining? What? Did you know that carbon dioxide has actually fallen from 2500 since the origin of our first plants that we rely on food? These first plants started when it was 2500 parts per million, and it's dropped over 2000 parts per million.
Mm-hmm.
And we're worried about 100 or so part per million increase, and it's dropped 2,000.
Yeah.
They go, wow, look at that.
Yes.
And I give me 5 minutes in my app, and I can convert people into, they go, yeah, wow, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. But some of this propaganda is working. I mean, look what's going on. According, you know, to Gallup themselves, you get people that are being brainwashed to think that, in fact, you know, their perception, 66% believe global warming is caused by human activity, and which is at a near all-time high. So some of this propaganda is working, is it not?
Yeah, yeah, it is. I mean, they've got near control of the total control of the media.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very optimistic.
Right.
The other gentleman that joined me on the panel discussion on climate change at the Senate committee hearing, they're very pessimistic, but I'm optimistic. I think we're getting the word out. It's things like that. I testified before the House,
right,
3 weeks ago.
Well, Gregory, one of the things I wanted to ask you, and we only got less than a minute here, is that like anything, when there are changes in the environment, there's preparatory things that we should be doing. And if we miss out on that, we're going to be ill-prepared for the inevitable cooling period, are we not?
Yeah, and I'm not exactly sure what those things should be.
Right.
I'm not sure, but there should be some things we should be ready and prepared for when it cools.
Right.
Decline.
Well, my reason tells us that when things are warm and prosperous, that it is a time for us to, in a sense, put some money in the bank here, and we need to invest in some things here to get prepared for you know, some rough weather ahead.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Hispanic entrepreneurs are confident about their 2019 business outlook, according to the 2019 Bank of America Hispanic Small Business Owner Spotlight. A strong majority are planning for increased revenue, expansion, and long-term growth. However, low unemployment is creating obstacles for Hispanic business owners looking to recruit and retain talent. Elizabeth Romero, Small Business Executive at Bank of America.
Hispanic entrepreneurs are embracing a more confident outlook toward growth compared to their non-Hispanic peers. However, The ultra-competitive labor market has made hiring and retaining employees a significant challenge.
Optimism is also paving the way for future generations of Hispanic business owners. 34% of Hispanic entrepreneurs say their business has grown beyond their original vision, and 38% plan to pass their business on to their children. For more information, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We ought to be concerned about rising tension in the Arabian Gulf.
That's retired Navy Admiral James Trevidas after Iran calls the United States' announcement of sending carriers and bombers to the Middle East psychological warfare. The Admiral says while these carrier deployment patterns are typical, the announcement itself does seem to speak to some sort of military escalation.
It's pretty common to have one in there. What is different is coupling this speed-up deployment with the rhetoric.
He spoke on MSNBC. Defense Chief Patrick Shanahan does say that he approved the deployments because of what he calls credible threats by the Iranian regime. A House panel getting ready to vote tomorrow on whether to hold Attorney General Bill Barr in contempt of Congress for not turning over the entire Robert Mueller Russia report. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. Did you know of the top 10 reasons an employee stays at a company for more than 2 years, the seventh reason is the pay or the salary? The first six reasons have nothing to do with money. Things like they feel part of a team, they know they belong, their voice is heard, they're respected. Also, employees go through five phases within a couple days to 6 months of any new position. Excitement, education, reality, doubt, then clarity. Did you know it's a manager's job to walk them to clarity as fast as possible? If you need to know these fundamental principles, If you need to know these fundamental principles, I can't say this. This is awesome. This is like a blooper roll. Hey, you know what? If you need tips and techniques like this to grow your business today, you got to check out door number one of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number two of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Alveda King joins us now, the Director of Civil Rights for the Unborn for Priests for Life. She is an evangelist as well. And Dr. King, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and it's good to be with you, too, and to say hello to your listeners.
Well, a lot has been going on. The first thing is the National Day of Prayer. You spent some time with the president, and I want you to talk to our audience about that, because I was mentioning the other day that we are so blessed to have a man of faith, if we can say this. I understand, look, at people want to be critical of this president. He's a humanoid, just like us, with all the foibles and, you know, and everything that goes along with being human. You know, nobody has ever claimed that Donald Trump or you or me is some proven saint. We're working, you know, with fear, our own salvation here. But Donald Trump, you know, he has bent a knee to the living God, and he continues to uphold and defend, you know, our Christian rights and, you know, and his sense of humility in honoring God. And he did this at the White House, where before we've had situations where there's been, you know, leaders in our government that refuse to bend a knee.
Well, you know, we can say and see and sense the value of a person, a man or a woman, by their own character and then the people who are around him.
Yes.
And what I want to talk about that along with how the National Day of Prayer was and just everybody. But I've noticed that he really rarely talks a lot about himself. People say he's bragging on himself and everything, but if you remember, if you go all the way to the State of the Union, if you were there at this prayer meeting this time, He shares the platform. He shares the stage. Hmm. And everybody's not willing to do that. And exactly. He's always willing to do that. So I think that in itself is very important. Hmm. And the fact that he had the First Lady pray, the vice president prayed. He had other people pray. And that is true. And he says, in God we trust. We don't worship government. We worship God. So all of these are indicators. I see all of the indicators that he is turning his heart towards God, has done that, and is inviting and guiding others to do that.
Exactly.
And to me, that's the most impressive point that I pick up every time I'm there. I like what he's doing with policy as well. Pro-life, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Exactly.
Bringing jobs back to America, absolutely. Getting people out of jail, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Working on an economy, all of that is good. But to bring around, have around himself people who will pray.
Right.
And I will count myself in that number. I was there and I was praying too. Absolutely.
Amen. Amen. Well, Alveda, the other thing, you know, when you think about how much pressure this man has been under from day one with, you know, the Mueller report, and you've got FBI agents, you've got this cabal that's been going on trying to invalidate his presidency. 90% of what the media writes about him is negative. How does somebody endure this kind of attack and pressure without God?
It takes the supernatural strength of a Samson, a supernatural faith of Abraham, a supernatural love of John the Revelator, and certainly, you know, Christ undergirding and overgirding and all around, and the angels, the Holy Spirit, the power of God our Father. All of that absolutely is present. But, you know, he's not saying to anybody that you don't have rights, you can't do anything here in America. We're all Americans. We all believe the same. That's his words. I put mm-hmm. it this way. We're not colorblind. We can see each other, but we are created as one blood, Acts 17:26.
Right.
So he's being fair across the board to everybody. He's not playing favorites. He's not being partial to one group over the other. None of that is happening. But to back to your point, Bill, you know, I'm 68 years old, and that means, and I've lived in two centuries as an adult.
Right.
So I've never seen anything this virulent,
yes.
This violent towards a president, this disrespectful towards the office. I've never seen anything like this.
Right. I've neither. I'm right with you here, Alveda, on that, including our age. We're very close. There's only a year difference. You're a year younger than me, but, you know, we've gone through the ordeal, and you're exactly right. And if there was ever a time that we the people need to come together, and undergird our political forces, it is now, especially in light of what's been exposed. I mean, we've got serious problems in the body politic, but we have to be in a position to handle the truth. And this is Donald Trump is doing his job. God has placed him in this position, I believe, as you do, you know,
yes.
for this time in history. And my prayer is we not waste it. We not waste the time.
The time will, you know, we never know when the grace and mercy will shift. And so we must take advantage of this moment, this day, right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I'm hearing others as well. And I'm watching I usually don't do this. You never hear me say Democrats versus Republicans mm-hmm. or vice versa. But I'm watching what his opposition is doing and saying, trying to find one more lie, one more opportunity to discredit. But what he does, the president overcomes evil with good.
Mm.
Every time somebody does something really evil to him, he goes out and does something good.
Right. Exactly. Well, the other thing I want to talk to you, because we only got a couple minutes left here, Alveda, was
okay.
New York Alive. I know you were there for Focus on the Family event, and I was so excited. In fact, I had hoped to have been there, but my stay in California, because I got a little eye situation I'm dealing with, and so I've had to stay here a little bit longer, and so wasn't able to be there in New York with you guys. But my goodness, in spite of the resistance and the billboard companies not cooperating, I understand this was absolutely incredible there. Tell our audience about that.
The whole time was so powerful. We missed you. However, you can, everybody, listeners, viewers, everybody, you can pick it up again on the airwaves. There was Facebook Live. They filmed it all, and it's over on various websites, so you can find it. But, yes, the billboard companies boycott it and pulled out, would not let the Jumbotron go in order to show the ultrasound. However, our focus on the family was real key and real sharp, and we were alive in New York, alive from New York,
right,
and giving a clear picture of life. It was absolutely awesome. There were hundreds of thousands that watched it through the social media and all of those things, but there were thousands right there on the ground, and we had beautiful worship, beautiful testimonies. The unplanned crew that was there with Abby Johnson showed her baby the live ultrasound.
That's right, because she's expecting her eighth child, so it was her baby that they did the sonogram. Oh my God, that's awesome!
It was amazing.
Oh my
gosh!
And
I was just standing there among all the folks, the frontline folks, and my goddaughter Angela Stanton King. Give me a minute to explain this. We were together, and she pushed my wheelchair because I had broken my foot a little while back, to have a little support. I'm okay. I'm healed.
Yeah.
It's just I need a little help sometimes. So she put me over with the pro-lifers, and we're over there praying and thanking God. And she left with her phone and went into the middle of the pro-abortion folks and says, "You all really don't need to be doing this. This is bad." So they went and got the police. They say, "Sir, officer, can you make this lady go back over there? She's pro-life. We're pro-choice. Can you make her leave us alone?"
Well,
and she was not being mean or evil with it. She was just telling them, that's just wrong, people.
That's right.
We had a good time. We had a really good time.
Well, we know that any woman who is pregnant and thinking about an abortion, when she witnesses an ultrasound, over 70% of the time, they become pro-life because they see the life for what it is. The abortionists have said it's just tissue, it's meaningless. And when you see your child like what was seen on the screens there, it's a baby.
Bill, you know my own testimony.
Yes, I sure do.
I saw one of my babies by ultrasound. I had two secret abortions, a miscarriage, and one living child. And I saw that and my heart broke. And I just said, no, they are lying. This is a baby.
Well, we got to let her go. Evangelist and Director of Civil Rights for the Unborn for Priests for Life, Dr. Alveda King on Bill Martinez Live. Alveda, thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you, Bill. Bye.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
May is Mental Health Month, an important time to acknowledge the 1 in 5 U.S. adults living with mental illness. Many people with a mental illness may also suffer from tardive dyskinesia, or TD, an involuntary movement disorder associated with prolonged use of antipsychotics. While TD may affect at least 500,000 people in the U.S., research shows a gap in TD awareness. This year, approximately 20 states have declared May 5th through 11th, 2019, TD Awareness Week. To learn more, visit talkabouttd.com, brought to you by Neurocrine Biosciences.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life.
When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, fresh and independent, just the way you like me. I am Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, our thanks again to Gregory Wrightstone, Inconvenient Facts, his best-selling book that is just skyrocketing because of the increasing interest. And I think that's a good thing that people are, you know, we're reporting on things, other people are hearing, you know, just not taking things at face value. Again, we maintain that if your worldview is formed by the 8-second sound bites that the mainstream media is feeding to you, you are in trouble. We're in trouble for it. We're not all the better for it. We need to do deeper dives and ask, you know, critical questions. You know, it's time to re-engage critical thinking once again in this country instead of taking things at face value. If anything, what we're learning from the body politic and what's going on in our political culture is that there's no question it is infected, and it's infected, all brought to you by those you know, that are pulling the levers of people's opinions. You know, they're just not being faithful to their calling of documenting history and getting us the facts. In fact, they're pushing an agenda. And sadly, some of these mainstream media outlets have become propaganda arms, you know, for one party over the other, for, you know, liberalism over conservatism. You know, that's not the way it's supposed to work. And, you know, and they're starting to pay a price for it. And I say, hey, that's good. Now look, it's time to take a look at some viral videos. Samantha Mao is with us with her weekly report. And we've got some great stories here to share with everybody. Sam, welcome to the show. Always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here. I'm always glad to spread some good news around, you know.
Hey, we need it. We got
having to share these stories every day, you know, with people. I'm finding so many.
I bet. And the thing that's cool is that, you know, when you're talking with people, because you have a library, you know, of all these great stories that when, you know, people want to be a downer, you can say, hey, boom, you know, here's, you know, ponder on this. Let's kind of shift the conversation into something, you know, human and positive, I guess, out of this situation, you know, that happened at UNC Charlotte. A shooting hero is going to be buried with military honors. Very sad on one end for the family and the people that were involved. But again, in the midst of something so tragic, you know, there's heroism that raises its head, right?
That's right. You know, it's such a tragedy. And, you know, Riley Howe, he's 21 years old, and he was actually in the ROTC. And, you know, that might tell you a little bit about, like, the kind of person he was and his actions. You know, I think if you ever wanted to be defined as a person, you would want to be defined the way he's been defined. You know, he's just a hero. He didn't think about himself in the moment that the gunman is shooting on his campus. And, you know, after all these shootings that you hear about, you just think, oh my gosh, you know, your first thought is to run for cover, but not right. his. He ran and he knocked the shooter off his feet, and they actually credit him, you know, for not only saving countless lives, but allowing the police officers to stop the shooters.
Right.
And unfortunately he sacrificed his life to the process. And I think, this is exactly the kind of person that's deserving of military honors. So there's a petition that was signed by more than 30,000 people.
Wow.
And they will be giving him military, or they gave him military honors at his funeral on Sunday. And it's just such a loss. But I just think he's worth, you know, it's not good news per se, but you know, somebody like people like this are here. And I think that it's easy to forget about that. And, you know, I think we focus on him and not the shooter and
exactly.
The kind of person he was.
And this is the thing that is so unique. Not, let's face it. All of humanity is not wired this way. We're blessed with people like this who, like first responders, go into danger. I mean, we've had situations where there have been, you know, police officers, especially down in Florida, my home state, where at a school there was a situation where you would have expected a police officer, a sheriff, to be the first to go in, and they didn't.
Right.
And, you know, the reality of our humanity is not everyone is wired to run to the shooting or run to the problem. In this particular case, this individual was, and he paid a price. And, you know, we honor that because he is an exception. And there are exceptional people like this that run to danger. They don't run away from it. And these are the, you know, as others would call them, I think Rob O'Neill referred to them as the sheepdogs. These are the sheepdogs
right.
of humanity who are out there, you know, keeping vigilance and watching out for us.
And God bless them, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
amen. Yeah.
I know his parents were so proud of him and what he did, and they said they weren't surprised. It was just the kind of guy he was. They knew he'd protect them. So
yeah.
I just think, what an amazing guy.
At 21 years old. That's a heartbreaker. And, you know, and the quality individual that he is, and to be remembered this way, that's an honor that is well-deserved. Let's talk about this next story. We've got an Alabama teacher who ran out of sick days caring for her young daughter with cancer. And she gets a big gift from colleagues. What happened?
So this is actually the father of the little girl. His name is David Green. He was a teacher at May Jemison High School in Huntsville, Alabama. And his little girl had been diagnosed. She's 10 months old, and she was diagnosed with leukemia. And she was undergoing chemotherapy, but it was in Birmingham. So her name's Kinsley, and her mom went online, and she just asked teachers, you know, I didn't even know this was an option until I read the story, but they can donate sick days. And, you know, Kinsley is a daddy's girl, and it makes, you know, her emotions and her feelings during this time are a big deal, and they needed about 40 days. And last time I checked, they had 110 days that had been donated by different teachers around the state. And, you know, that just shows, because one of the teachers was saying, you know, we always want to offer our thoughts and prayers, but if you can actually physically do something, it just, you know, a lot of people will jump at the chance to do it. And
how cool is that?
That's
awesome that the state even has that ability to where you can transfer sick days like that to another teacher in need. Wow, that's an awesome story. That is so cool. Another great story that you're reporting on is, you know, quite the miracle. And I remember reading about this in Florida. And of course, I've been out of the state for a little bit. I'm here on the West Coast. Where you got a plane crash. I mean, this is like one of those miracle on the Hudson thing. No deaths, right?
Oh, that's right. So actually this plane, you know, and there's just been several plane crashes recently where you're just thinking, you know, what's going on? What could possibly happen? But the 757 down in Jacksonville, Florida actually landed on the runway and slid off into the water. But it didn't sink, and people were able to get rescued quickly enough. You know, when you hear of a plane crash or an accident like that, you just think the worst.
Yes.
But there was 142 people on board, and like seven of them, which were staff, and they were all able to get off. And, you know, there were some bumps and bruises, but everyone survived. And I just, you know, for a moment, I thought we had another Sully, you know, crashing
right,
into the...
Right, exactly.
like in New York, but... anytime you see something like that happen, you give credit to the first responders, especially, and It's just an amazing thing.
And the thing is, what happens too in a plane crash, it is so key that you get cooperation. My son was telling me, Sam, I don't know if you saw this story where there was a plane crash and the people up in first class were so worried about getting their luggage off that it caused, so much compression or clogging or, whatever in the back that people perished because, instead of getting off the plane, they were worried about their luggage. I mean, it's like, what?
I can't even imagine that. It's unbelievable.
No, it's like, look at, it's not about, it's about everybody on the plane. Leave your pick and luggage there. I mean, what are you thinking? This is how selfish. I mean, you hear stories like this where there is cooperation, and this is awesome. I mean, this is what you would hope is that our better angels would come out. But, then you hear these other stories as well. Now, I'm particularly drawn to this one about these Florida teens, speaking of Florida, stranded in water, and they're spent. We have nothing else left. We got to pray, right?
That's right. Tyler Smith and Heather Brown, they're 17 years old, and they decided to celebrate their senior skip day by going swimming offshore in Volano Beach. It's on Florida's Atlantic coast. So they went out there, and they ended up getting stuck, and they decided to pray. They had been swimming for hours, and they were taking turns holding each other, and they just thought, I don't have any I don't have any more left in me. And so they decided to pray, and Tyler, he prayed, and he's just like, if he cried out, and he said, if you have a plan for us, crying to God, like, just bring something. And then a boat called the Amen.
I love this.
Comes up. It's on its way from South Florida to New Jersey, and it ended up bringing them to safety. And there's, the chances of the boat passing by where they were at.
Much less a boat named Amen. In case you didn't forget to, conclude your prayer, we're going to send a boat named Amen to punctuate your prayer and say, yes, God hears prayers. Happy Easter to you, right?
That's right. I mean, he says that was just proof right there to him that God was real. I cannot think of a more appropriate name for a boat coming to rescue
you. How life-changing will that be? Let me tell you. This final story, Sam, I want you to share with our audience. A mom skips her own graduation to attend her son's, and but lest she be forgotten, let's recognize mom as well, right?
That's right. So Sharonda Wilson was graduating at the same time as her son. Her son was graduating at Fair State University, and she was graduating from Ferris State University, and he was graduating from CMU. And whenever they found out that this young man's mom was attending his graduation and skipping her own, they were able to honor her during his graduation ceremony. And they got a wonderful video of it. It's very touching, and it's just a great story if you get the chance to check it out.
Well, I'll tell you, this is why you go to BillMartinezLive.com. One of the reasons is you go to Sam's Corner, and then you can actually see the video of this and all the other reports, and plus other ones that we didn't get to as well. Sam, you're such a blessing. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. A couple of minutes before the top of the hour, we've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Okay, so a watch is good and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
There's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
For a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Homemaker.